I think somebody's pulling my leg here, because apparently there's a bar, and you tell me where it is, but I'll not just say exactly where. It's in Belfast. It's not a million miles away from where I'm sitting, but it's in Belfast. And they have the flags up for the Euros, for the football. They have all the flags up except the Irish flag and the Northern Irish flag. And the person who sent the text said that they've replaced these two flags with white flags. And the explanation when asked was the flags are too controversial. I actually think you're making that up. Which flag do they have up for England? And which flag do they have up for Wales? I'd like to know. But how in 2016, with the Republic of Ireland and Northern Ireland, both in the Euros, a Belfast bar that chooses to put up flags, like, you know, if you don't want flags, then nobody's forcing you to put any flags up. Why bother putting up flags if you're not going to fly the flag of the Republic of Ireland and the flag of Northern Ireland when they've both qualified for the Euros? You'd be far safer not bothering your backside with any flags. Let me speak to Nick Reid. Nick, good morning.
Morning.
You'll be glad, Nick, I'm not going to ask you about the flag erection in Northern Ireland.
I'm going to talk about green flags.
Exactly.
Right,
that's what I was just going to link into that, to say maybe that's what we need. We need green flags. Because, and of course, you're from the breakdown repair people, get you out of a hole whenever you're stuck, green flag.
Yes.
And you're giving us advice on driving on the continent, a lot of us preparing to head off on our holidays.
Yeah, that's right. You know, and we released some research today that's quite interesting. So, you know, a number of us, quite a lot of us actually, a third of us say we'll never drive abroad because we're too scared. And two-thirds of us reckon that actually driving abroad makes us more anxious than going to our job interviews or meeting the in-laws for the first time. You know, and it's interesting when we get into why people are so scared.
I actually have to say, every time that I go across the sea to, whether it be France or Spain, I arrive by plane and I hire a car and I sit for 10 minutes in the car after I hire it, watching other people drive, especially on the way out of the airport, just to get a handle on the, you know, the atmosphere. I feel like a child who's about to start walking. You're gripped by fear.
You are, that's right. You know, I mean, there's lots of things we're scared of. So we're scared of we can't speak the language, we're scared we don't know which side of the road we're on, we're scared, I remember, you know, driving off the ferry at Calais for the first time, wondering whether I was going to go around Ireland the right way, whether I was on the wrong side of the road, but is it the right side of the road, and confusing myself. And then trying to change gear by trying to wind the window down in those days, because the steering wheel was on the other side of the road, you know. And it's fascinating. But you know what? It is like when you're a child, you learn to walk or you learn to ride a bike. Once you've done it once, after a short wee while, you're back in there and you never forget. And that fear resides, and you can start to really enjoy some of the fantastic scenery that you get in on the autoroutes or the autobahns if you get across to Germany, you know. And you'll get to see places that ordinarily you don't see when you're at 30,000 feet above the clouds. Some great places out there.
Yeah, some great driving to be done, but there are rules and regulations, there are signs we don't understand, and there also are things you have to carry in your car. Talk us through some of the pitfalls.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So two great pieces of advice we give to all of our customers who are driving abroad. So first of all, do your homework. Get onto our website, greenflag.com. We've got a great Euro hub on there. Follow the links. It'll tell you all about the rules, the regulations that you've got to follow when you're driving abroad, you know, and the easy way to remember it. So you need a first aid kit for you. So you have to carry a first aid kit in your boot. And you need a first aid kit for your car. And that normally comprises of some spare bulbs, a warning triangle, a high-vis vest. You've got to keep yourself safe when you're abroad. So that's the first bit of advice. Do your homework. Find out what you've got to do, what rules you've got to buy.
What do you have to have in the first aid kit for yourself?
So it's literally things like plasters, bandages, you know, that sort of thing. A general, real basic first aid kit.
Okay, so make sure you have the first aid kit for
yourself
and one for the car. So what else do we need to know?
So next thing to do, next piece of advice we give out at Green Flag is get yourself as much peace of mind as you possibly can. One of the things our research showed was that many people fear breaking down and don't know what to do. If I break down, what happens? Well, good news is you get Green Flag short-term European cover or any of our European covers. If you're unfortunate enough to break down, we'll connect you back through to an English-speaking person in one of our two operational centres in the UK, and we take all the hassle out of talking to the European technicians. We've got a massive network of highly qualified technicians across Europe. Our main aim is to get you moving as quickly as possible, get you onto your destination. But if it is that we can't fix you abroad, by the time you're due to come back, we'll get you and your family home. We'll bring you and up to 8 passengers home and your car. So, you know, you're not going to be stranded abroad. You know, we'll take that anxiety out of the situation for you.
And is that the sort of service that is provided by you and indeed your competitors as well? Because it sounds like a sensible service to have.
It is, you know, and, you know, the thing with the breakdown businesses is you have to...